ברשות מורי ורבותי, ברשות ובשם. First, there is few things that we must understand. And that was a dream that I had yesterday morning. Or Monday morning. Usually I don't have dreams about Dvar Torah. But now I had a dream about Dvar Torah. My dream was, because I was thinking the night before, a question that even the Benish Hai asked this question, why in a lot of books there is this question. I think even the Midrash, Midrash Tanchuma, I think there is this question about Ve'ele Shemot Bnei Yisrael Abaim Mitzrayim Et Yaakov. I was asking my question, why the Torah had to repeat again the Shemot of the Bnei Israel. I don't understand. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, I don't know. Because we know already the names of the Shevatim. We know that in Bereshit, when the Torah tells us all the children that they were born. And a lot of times we know who is the Bechor. We know already this. I don't understand this repetition of the Torah. I did not understand this repetition. Besides this, in the same parasha of Shemot, there you have a repetition of the names of the Shvatim, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Reuven, Shimon, Levi. The Torah tell you all the children that Reuven had, the children that Shimon had, and then Levi, and then the Torah starts to talk about Moshe and Aaron. But there is no the name of the rest of the Shvatim. I don't know if you noticed this. But Rashi said about Moshe and Aaron, so that's why the Torah said how Moshe and Aaron came, they came from Levi. But who was before Levi? Reuben and Shimon. Then Levi. But I don't understand. If the Torah wants to talk about Moshe and Aaron, so let the Torah talk about everybody. Why? Just it's like if I want to tell you the names of my children, and you have the first child is the most important, so I let you know who was the first, who was the second, then the third. Yeah, but there is the others. What about the others? I don't understand why did the Torah not mention the other children? I don't know if you noticed this in Shemot. It's something I did not understand. Why? So now we have two questions. The repetition of the names of the Shvatim, Ve'ele Shemot Bnei Yisrael Abaim Mitzrayim Et Yaakov. We have this first question. And then we have the second question is, when the Torah wants to talk about Moshe and Aaron, the Torah mentioned who was before Levi, Reuben Shimon, then Levi. I think if the Torah wants to talk about Moshe and Aaron, the Torah should start directly from Levi. I mean, the Torah don't have to mention Reuven, Shimon, then Levi, then who is the children of Levi? This is the question that I was thinking. But for the first question, I had a dream. Usually I don't have dreams. Fabulous, fabulous. Now, you ask me here a question about Lechem Oni. I have a question about why the Bnei Yisrael had to go to Egypt to eat, to be slaves, to suffer, then all this to receive the Torah. So the question is, do we have to suffer to receive the Torah? I mean, it's not encouraging. It's not if we want to encourage our children, we should tell them the Torah is fabulous, the Torah is super. The Torah, it's when we want to see the Torah, it's fantastic. But if we start to teach our children, you know, Torah is hard, it's like money, you have to suffer, and they will be desperate. They will lose their hope. They will lose. They say, well, they will come to the iush. I mean, desperate. How do you say desperate? Do you be depressed? I mean, you always should show the good of the Torah to people. You cannot show to the people Gehinnom. You have to show the Gan Eden of the Torah. I mean, if you start talking about Gehinnom, who will listen to you? The people will run away from you. So why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to, that the Jews had to suffer Lechem Oni? Do up to now, we have to suffer to be tzaddik, to become somebody. Do we have to suffer? Always Lechem Oni. So you see, all this, I must tell you something that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, there is free kinyanim. You get, when you want to buy something, let's say you want to buy a house. If you want to buy a house and you have not enough money, you have to suffer to buy the house. I mean, you have to, if they tell you, if you want to buy a house, you have a choice. Or you can buy a house in 10 years, you can work 10 hours a day. Or if you want to buy a house in 1 year, so you have to work 24 hours a day. What do you prefer? What do you prefer? To wait 10 years to have a house, and then you have to suffer during 10 years? Or you prefer, no, I will work 24 hours a day, then 1 year I will buy the house. So of course you will choose the second solution, 1 year. So the Torah, it's a kinyan. The Torah, it's a value. The Torah is from the Shamaim. The Torah is not something that you can get in the shop. The Torah is like money. To get money, you have to suffer to get money. I mean, be'ezat apecha tochalehem. You cannot, anything that you get it free is not, it has no value in your eyes. Something that you get it with, you know, with sufferance, it's a value. This is the reason why the Bishmah Bar Yochai said that the Torah, the kinyanim of the Torah, to get the Torah, to have the Torah to your heart, to love the Torah, you need to suffer. You need to suffer. Eretz Yisrael as well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not give us Eretz Yisrael just like that. We had to suffer for 100 years to get it. Of course, Eretz Yisrael was given, but Hashem, He did not give Eretz Yisrael to Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov. He gave it to their children. The proof is Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, they were just residents. They were only the Avot HaKadoshim, you know, Vayagur Yaakov Beretz Megorei Aviv. They were strangers in Eretz Yisrael. They were just strangers. Hashem gave them here. It was Eretz Yisrael. But they were only. The question is, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not give Eretz Yisrael to Abraham Yitzhak Yaakov? Why he gave it to the children? Why not to Abraham Yitzhak Yaakov? Why? Because Abraham Yitzhak Yaakov, they reach a high level. This high level that Abraham Yitzhak Yaakov, they got, for them, Eretz Yisrael belong to them. For them, Eretz Yisrael. Now the problem is, do the children will have the zechut to have Eretz Yisrael? That was the problem of the Avot HaKadoshim. For the Avot HaKadoshim, they reach so high level, for them, Eretz Yisrael belong to them. They knew all the Shemot that there is in Eretz Yisrael. But the problem now, that's why Abraham Avinu, he said to Hashem, I know that Eretz Yisrael, you give me Eretz Yisrael, but what proof I have that my children, they will have the zechut to come back here? You see, Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, they suffered to receive Eretz Yisrael. Abraham, Hashem told him, go to the land that I will give you. He arrived to the land that Hashem gave him. There is starving. There is Ahav. There is no food. He could say to Hashem, this is the land you give me. He was happy. He said, even that there is starvation, I love this land. Yitzhak, Alav HaShalom, to get the land of Eretz Yisrael, he did the Akedah. So the Ka'ada, he made the Kinyan of Eretz Yisrael. And Yaakov Abinu Alav HaShalom, he didn't want to leave Eretz Yisrael. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, you go to Egypt, I promise you I will bring you back. They know what it is, Israel. Now, the problem of Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, it was not for them how the children will get it. So they had to suffer lehimoni. They had to go to Egypt and they had to collect all the nitzitzot of the Kedusha of Adam Rishon that they were there, as Arizal HaKadosh says. That's what Arizal said. Halachma anya de'achalu avhatana bera'adim Mitzrayim. This is the poor bread. What is the poor bread? Those nitzitzot of Kedusha that they were rich and they felt from Adam Rishon after the Het, and they felt. And then they were buried in Eretz Mitzrayim. And the Jews, to receive it, listen to this, it's very important to listen, to receive the Kinyanim of Eretz Israel only if they free from the land of Egypt those Nitzitzot of Kedusha. Why? Because Adam HaRishon was buried in Eretz Israel. How can the Jews can come to Eretz Israel without those Nitzitzot of the Kedusha? How can they come? So they had to go to Egypt to collect those nitzitzot of Kedusha and to bring them to Israel. Now you will ask me a question, why did not Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov did? Why did he not do the reparation? Why Hashem will not say, you know, that Abraham Avinu, all of us, was in Egypt when he was starving. So he could repair them there if he had the ability. The reason is Abraham apparently that it was not his job. That was the job, the work of his children. That was the work of his children. That you must know something. Everyone has a job. Everyone has a duty to do in this world. Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, they were Merkabah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They had a derech to teach the children. Now the children, they should do the work. So they had to do the work. So that's what Hashem said to Abraham. Abraham, at the beginning, he said to Hashem, with which merit my children would deserve Eretz Israel? Which, so Hashem said, with the merit that they would collect the nitzitzot of Kedusha in Egypt, with that, then they have to eat lechem oni, they have to suffer, and then they will come back, I will give them Eretz Israel. So you see, we have three things that you get them with tzar: Eretz Israel, Torah, and the Olam Abba. You cannot have Olam Abba free without suffering. In Olam Abba, you have Lechem Osher. You have there the rich Torah. But in this world, to achieve the accomplishment of the Torah, you have to suffer. You must suffer without it. So now we understand that in our time, the Torah is so valuable. If you want to get it, you have to suffer. You have to go through a lechem oni. You know, there is a Be'etashim, when your baby will grow, the first thing that you have to teach him is the korbanot. Parasha Vayikra. Why the korbanot? Why we teach the children korbanot? You know why? Because from the beginning we teach the children what it is a sacrifice. What it is a lechem oni. We don't teach our children the good things that you will get when you will be somebody. Now we teach them, when you do a sin, you have to bring a korban. That's what we teach the children. When you do a sin, when you do a avera, you have to bring a korban. This is, we start to teach the children lechem oni. Because the Torah, the kinyanim of the Torah, you achieve them only through lechem oni. Now, the dream I had, now that I told you why the Bnei Yisrael had to suffer in Egypt, to have the zechut to be free from Egypt, only when they will have to eat lechem, they have to suffer there to achieve after the zechut to receive the Torah and to get Eretz Israel and Olam Haba, they had to suffer. What?
The idea of the Masach.
Yes. Explain yourself. I would like just to tell you one thing. En HaTorah Niknit Ela bimi she mitzaya atzmo aleha. The Torah, you have to suffer. There is no way. Look, the Torah said, Vayishev Yaakov. The Torah said, Bikesh Yaakov lashevet bishalva, kafatz alav rogzo shel Yosef. Yaakov apinu alav asher, he wanted to sit. He wanted to remain sit. He wanted to rest. He said, now Baruch Hashem, that Esav is not here. Now that my children are around me, everybody is here. Now I can enjoy myself during the Torah. Hashem said to Yaakov, Yaakov, no, this is not the way. You cannot sit with a decontraction, sit with a good accommodity to study Torah. You have to suffer. That Yaakov, that's not the way to teach your children to read the Torah with this kind of ta'anugim pleasures. Now, so what Hashem did for him, he started to suffer about Yosef. The Gemara said, if you see, look, listen to this. The Gemara said, if you see that you have problems, what you should do? The Gemara said, if Hashem ma'asav, look what you did, because it's impossible that Hashem will give you a makkah if you did not do something bad. So now you start to do cheshvon nefesh. You start to see what you did, what I did, what I did wrong to receive makot. At the end, you find out that really you did nothing. So what? Hashem gave you a makkah for nothing? It must be a reason. What it is as a reason? Maybe there is bitter Torah in your hand. Now the question is, can you imagine that Yaakov Abinu did bitter Torah? We cannot imagine. And the Gemara said that Yaakov Abinu Alav Shalom, his picture is graved in front of Hashem. That means that why to have your picture graved near the throne of Hashem 24 hours a day, that means that Yaakov Abinu 24 hours a day he did not stop learning Torah. So how can you imagine that Yaakov became Yaakov Rashevit Bishava? Because Yaakov wanted to rest by learning Torah, to rest, to learn Torah with pleasure, Hashem gave him a punition. I mean, that means that his picture was not in front of Hashem. I mean, who can have his picture in front of Hashem? Only a man that all the time is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he's always, his presence is near Hashem. So how can we imagine that? And besides it, the Torah said that Yaakov Abinu lomet. Yaakov did not die. That means Yaakov Abinu, if the Torah, if he would die, that means that he stopped one day from learning Torah. So the answer is that for Yaakov Abinu, it was like a bit of Torah. Not to learn Torah, be surin, be amal. It was like considering his high level of Yaakov, that was for him like a bit of Torah. It was not a bit of Torah. It's like a learning Torah with air conditioning, learning Torah with all comfort. And in this world, tzaddikim, they learn Torah all the way through Lechem Oni. Why? Because the only place where there is no Lechem Oni, it's in Olam Haba. So you have to throw this path of Lechem Oni in this world. Now there is two kinds of Lechem Oni. There is kind of Lechem Oni that, don't forget this, we compare the Torah as Lechem. Like Shlomo HaMelech said, Lihu lahmu bilahmi. I mean, fight with my bread. You to have your fight? I mean, you want to fight? I mean, all kind of fight that you should be according to the Torah. Lihu lahmu bilahmi. So we compare the lehem as the Torah. Now, and the Torah, it's oni. No one wants Torah. It's very poor. Who, tell me, if I give a choice to somebody, do you want to study Torah or I give you billions of dollars? I will tell you, give me the billion, please. Give me the dollars. Give me the bank. So always the Torah, it's lehe, it's oni. Only really, not everybody is searching this lehem oni. That why it's very valuable, this lehem oni. That why this Torah, we come by this Torah as lehem oni. This is the reason why you came to this world. You have to bring out this lehem oni from lehem oni to lehem ashir. So at the beginning, the Torah is oni, but at the end, you will find the treasures in the Torah. So that's why the Bnei said they had to go to Egypt, to suffer there in Egypt, to repair this these nitzutzot of Kedusha of Adam Harishon to suffer, to have the zichut after to receive the lechem oni. That's lechem that nobody wanted. The proof, when Hashem wanted to give the Torah to the world, no one accepted the Torah, only Bnei Israel. This lechem, the Bnei Israel, they were working as a slave very hard in Egypt to receive at the end this lechem oni. Lechem oni for lechem oni. But what it is the benefits of this lechem oni? The benefits of this lechem oni, that those, the sort of Kedusha, that they were in the hand of the klipa, now they become free. Now they become free, that they went to where they belong. Or where they belong to all the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They belong to all the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now listen to this. It's very important what I'm going to tell you. That's what the Torah says, Ve'ele Shemot Bnei Israel. What does it mean? The Bnei Israel, those Bnei Israel who came to Egypt, their principal duty was to repair those nitzusot and to put them back in the Shemot where they belong. And because there is all kind of Shemot HaKodesh, Pnim, Ahora, all this kind, it's a disaster. Adam HaRishon, when he eats from the tree, he made a disaster in the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what the Torah said. Now we understand why there is a repetition. Now we understand why there is a repetition, because now that the Yaakov Abinu died, now that the whole Shvatim died, now we know the purpose, why the Shvatim, why the Bnei Israel came to Egypt, to repair those Shemot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all those kind of Shemot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they were a disaster, that who started to repair them? Avraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, and Rivka, Sarah, Rachel, Vila, they started this reparation. And when they came to Egypt with Yaakov, they bring with them exactly all the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what they should now repair in Egypt. Now, listen to this, please, very important. The Bnei Israel, to repair the names, listen to this. The Bnei Israel, to repair the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all those kind of names that that Adam actually did a pgam on them. Adam actually did a pgam. He hurt the names. It's like hurting the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he made a mess in the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Bnei Israel, first, they have to come to the Shlemut, perfection. If the Bnei Israel, how can they come perfection? How? Through Yisurin. Can you imagine? You suffer and you don't see why. The Bnei Israel in Egypt, they were suffering and they never said why. The contrary, they prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. ויצעקו אלי השם ותעל שבעתם אל האלוקים. They pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. ואלה שמות, can you write ואלה שמות? ואלה שמות? גמטריה בשלימות. Perfection. That's the dream I had. ואלה שמות is the gematria out of perfection. Bishlimut. That the Bnei Israel, they came to Egypt, the Avot HaKadoshim, Yaakov Abinu, and his children, if there is a repetition of the names of the Shvatim in the beginning of the Parashat Shemot, to tell you that they came to get the perfection of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bishlimut, ve'ele Shemot, it's Gematria Bishlimut. Look, till the Bnei Israel, they did not come. It's fabulous. It's a dream. Yes. Yes. Yes, but you will see there, Bishlimut. It's fabulous. Fabulous, fabulous. That means, till the Bnei Israel did not come to Egypt, the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they were not Bishlimut. Because the Nitzot of Kedusha, they were there in Egypt. So in Israel, now we understand why the Torah said Et Yaakov. Why the Torah said Et Yaakov? Why? Why the Torah said Et Yaakov? We know that the children of Israel come with Yaakov. Why the Torah said Ve'elishimot Ve'en Israel Abayim Mitzrayimah? Why Et Yaakov? Why the Torah would not say Im Yaakov? Why Et Yaakov? Why the Torah said Et Yaakov? That means Et. It's from Aleph to Tav. Because don't forget, the names of Hashem, they are from Aleph to Tav. Aleph, so, and Yaakov, he teach them how to repair the names of HaKadosh Baruch in Egypt. But the only way to teach them how to repair the name of Hashem in Egypt, only if they suffer. Through that, they will repay them. The Bnei Israel, they did not in Egypt, when they went in Eretz Israel, they couldn't repair the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know why? Because the Nitzotot of the Kedusha, they were in Egypt. So you can only repair them where they are, where they belong, where they are buried. And the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Nitzotot of Kedusha, they were buried in Egypt, they were in the hand of the Klippa. That's why Paro said to Moshe, Mi Hashem Eshishma Bekolo, who's Hashem? I don't know who's Hashem. He ignored Hashem. Why he ignored Hashem? Because he cannot admit that there is Hashem. Because if he admit, he had to release all the Nitzotot of Kedusha that he has in his hand. Because Paro, he was the Rosh HaKlippa. Rosh HaKlippa. And don't forget, what was the symbol of Paro? Nahash, the snake. Why the snake? Because it's the Nahash who pushed Adam, Arishon, and Hava to eat the Etz HaDa'at. So who was the snake in Egypt? Was Paro. So can you imagine? The Nahash, he was in Egypt. Listen to this. It's what you never heard in your life. Why Paro was in Egypt? He was there to watch the Nitzotot of Kedusha that he took from Adam and Hava, that the Bnei Israel will not release them from his hand. Fabulous. So now we understand why the Bnei Israel went to Egypt. They went to Egypt to fight. How many Jews there were in Egypt? 600,000 Jews. 600,000 Nishamot that they were in the body of Adam HaRishon. So those 600,000 Neshamot that they were in the body of Adam HaRishon with Moshe Rabbeinu, with Avod, with Et Yaakov, everybody, when Adam eat from Etz HaDa'at, he did a pogrom on all the Neshamot. All the Neshamot, they received a pogrom from Adam from eating. So now, and what happened? What happened? Adam, the Nahash, he took all those Nitzotot of Kedusha. Now the Bnei Israel, the Nishama that they went in Adam HaRishon, they went back to Egypt to fight the Nahash who gave the opposed Adam HaRishon to eat the tree, from the tree. And they had to realize now we can understand a big question. Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, what's going to happen? How can I fight Paro? Paro is the Nahash. How can I fight him? If Adam HaRishon before the sin, he lost the battle, how can I fight? How can I win him? He's the Nahash, he's the Klippa, he's the Rosh HaKlippa, he's the Tanin, HaTanin HaGadol. How can I fight him? The Midrash said that Paro was joking about Moshe and Aaron. He was joking. For him, they were only small. For him, they were nothing. Can you imagine who was Paro? You cannot imagine the koach of Klippa that Paro had. You cannot imagine. When Paro realized who he was, when everybody died, when all the Shvatim died, he realized what strong he was. And now he wants to fight Moshe and Aaron now. Because Baruch Hu said to Moshe, show him. Take your baton, take your mate, he will become a snake. Paro, he will laugh at that. He will laugh at you. But your snake, he will swallow all the snakes of all the Egyptians. They will laugh at you. Because for him, it's nothing. But after, your snake will become a mati. So they will do the same. They will do a snake, and then after, they will turn the snake to a mati, to a stick. And then your stick, he will swallow all the sticks. That was the nest. Now, Paro, when he saw that, Paro was afraid. He said, well, if that stick can swallow stick, out of stick, he can swallow me as well. That's what the Midrash Yalkut Shimoni said. Just now you understand why the symbol of Paro was a snake. It's incredible. So now we understand. Ve'ele Shemot Ben Israel. The Ben Israel, they came to Egypt only to get their perfection, to become Bishlimut. Once to receive the Shlimut. How can they receive the Shlimut if they realize the Klippa, from the head of the Klippa, the sort of the Kedusha from Adam HaRishon. But they need help. They need Moshe and Aaron. Without Moshe and Aaron, they cannot do it. Because it's a big fight. Because the fight against the Klippa, not only through Moshe and Aaron, or through the Bnei Israel, it should be all together. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, you cannot stay outside Egypt. Because you are a part of the reparation of this nitzotzot. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu, when he ran away from Egypt, Hashem said to Moshe, because to repair the nitzotzot of the Kedusha that there is in Egypt, you need Jews because it's a work of all the Jews in Egypt, not outside Egypt. So you have to go back there. And because Tzipora, she was as well a part of Egypt, because she had a big nitzut, Tzipora, because don't forget, Moshe Rabbeinu, it was the Gilgul of Hebel. And Kai and Yitro, it was the Gilgul of Cain. And because of the extra woman that Hebel had, Cain killed Hebel. And she was the Gilgul of Tzipora. So now that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, he had to get married to Tzipora. That Tzipora once, because everything is, there is an order. There is an order. The order is the tikkun of the nitzotzot that they went from Adam Rishon, and the tikkun of Cain and Hebel. And the only way to repair, to have the tikkun of Cain and Hebel, is that Moshe Rabbeinu, he will marry Tzipora, that she was the daughter of Yitro, that he was the Gilgul of Cain, and to make shalom both of them, and to have children. Then Hashem said, now that you had back your wife, that Cain took from you, now you have to go back to Egypt. What happened? In the middle of the road, Agad the Nahash, because now the Nahash, who's the Nahash? Who's the Nahash? Is the Nahash who pushed Adam and Hava to do the Avera. Now the Nahash, he knows that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to go to Egypt to accomplish the reparation of the Nitzot of Kedusha. That's why he wanted to stop it. That's why he wanted to swallow him. That famous Nahash. It's like, you understand me? Now we understand, this Nahash, who is this Nahash really? This Nahash, he is the Nahash, is the Nahash, always we're talking about the same Nahash. This Nahash that he wanted to stop. This Nahash who pushed Adam and Hava to do the Avera. This Nahash now that he had on his hand the Nitzot of the Kedusha. This Nahash is Paro now. That is Nahash now, he knows that Moshe, he has the order from Hashem to go to Egypt, to release the Bnei Israel, and to lead them out to receive the Torah. Now he wanted to stop him in the middle of the road. You understand me? always we're talking about the same Nahash. What is Nahash? Nahash Gematria Satan. Nahash Emakolel Gematria Satan. This Satan again. This Satan who was born through the eating of Etz Hadaat from Adam Rishon. You see, this is Lehimoni. That's why we call it Lehimoni. Lehimoni is, as Arizal HaKadosh said, this sort of Gdusha that Adam Rishon lost. Now they become, before they were in high, they were shining, they were or, they were names of Hashem, Shemot, and now they are under the hand of the Klippa. Now they are Oni. So the Bnei Israel, Halachma, the Bnei Israel, they went to Egypt to repair them. Now they repair them, they were out of Egypt. And because Moshe Rabbeinu as well, he was as well among the Jews to repair them, so Hashem told him, how can the Bnei Israel repair those Netzotzot if you're not there? You have to be there. Because those Netzotzot of Kedusha, they belong to all the Jews, so you have to be there. You must go there. You cannot, those Netzotzot of Kedusha, they cannot be released if you're not there. Now, the problem is, he has a big problem with Moshe Rabbeinu. He just had a baby. If he do Brit Milah, he will not go. You have to wait. And Hashem told him, go. If he don't go, Hashem told him, go. So I didn't know what to do. So that's why he went. He said, well, if Hashem told you to go, so I have to go. I should not wait. Because every second that I wait, I hurt the Jews. Because now they need my hand. They need me to help them to release the Netzotzot of Kedusha from the hand of the Klippa. So I cannot wait any minute. So he didn't know what to do. So Hashem, he did not tell him, Hashem, he could tell him, hey Moshe, do it, then you go. But Hashem did not tell him, do it, then you go. But he said that Hashem agreed with him. Because don't forget, the Jews in Egypt, they did not do the Brit Milah. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, well, if Hashem, he did not do any objection, he did not tell me, do it, then go. He told me, go. Because if really Hashem wanted to that Moshe Rabbeinu would do the Brit Milah, he could tell Moshe, you can stay 1 week more. Do the Brit Milah, then go. But because Moshe said that Hashem did not tell him to do the Brit Milah, so Moshe said, well, maybe this baby, and I'm going with him, maybe he's considered like those children is that he did not do the Brit Milah, so everything could be good. So there is no problem. So if there is no problem, why then Nahash followed him? If there is no problem, the proof is that Hashem did not tell him nothing. Why the Nahash was wanted to follow him? So the answer is the Nahash is this Nahash that he wanted. Like when Hashem said to Abraham, take your child, take it to the sacrifice. For 3 days, the Nahash, he tried all his best to stop Abraham not to do the sacrifice. For me, you learn, whenever you want to do a mitzvah, the Nahash, the Satan, will stop you. The only way to avoid the Nahash, Misrot Nefesh, sacrifice. Sacrifice yourself. Nothing is easy. Everything is hard. When it comes to Torah mitzvot, it's very hard. That's why the Tzipora, what she did, she took a knife and she did the Brit Milah to her son. When the Satan, with the Klippa, he saw blood, he saw Misrot Nefesh, he ran away. Only through Misrot Nefesh you can beat the Satan. And besides this, when you do the Brit Milah, there is the name of Hashem, Shaddai. So this name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu can protect them. Till they arrive to Egypt. It's fabulous. It's fabulous. Moshe Rabbeinu, he had to go to Yitro to marry his daughter, so he can come back to release the Jews. Because first, he had to repair the head of Cain. He had to repair the head of Cain. They have to become two brothers again, two good brothers, Moshe and Yitro. They have to become two good brothers. And Yitro and Cain should give back to Moshe, to Hevel, the girl that he took from him. That was the reason why he killed him. And now they have to do Shalom. It's fabulous. That it was among the tikkun that Moshe Rabbeinu had to repair. Now that he repaired his tikkun, now he has to go to deliver the Bnei Israel with them. Ve'ele Shemot. Now understand this. That's what this is the reason why the Bnei Israel had to go to Egypt, and they suffered there. When they suffered there, they achieve the reparation of the Tzitzut of the Kedusha, and they achieve the Shlimut to receive the Torah. Without the Shlimut, without the She'evud, without to be slave in Egypt, it was impossible to arrive to the Shlimut. To the own Shlimut, look, the Shlimut of Adam HaRishon, and the Shlimut of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'ele Shemot, those names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they went out from Adam because he eats from the tree. Now the names of Hashem, they are not Shlimim. And the Avod HaKadoshim and the Shvatim, they had to repair them. The only way to repair them, you have to suffer. Because only something value, something chashuv, to get something chashuv, you have to suffer. It's like if you have to catch a plane to go somewhere, and there you can have you can make a lot of money, but there is no, you have no car, and you have to do 50 miles. What you will do? You will run 50 miles. You will run 50 miles. You will do your best. You have to suffer. Why? Because after all, you become rich. So the Israelites, they know, after this suffering that we suffer in Egypt, they will become rich. Ve'acharichen yitzu b'chosh gadol. Hashem is to Abraham. And afterward, after that, they will suffer, they will come out from Egypt with big, they will be rich. What kind of riches? Not the money. They will repair the names of Hashem. They will become ve'ele shemot. They will achieve bishlimut. They will achieve their perfection. The perfection of Adam. Because the Bnei Israel, by arriving to their perfection, you understand? So automatically, the Adam HaRishon is perfect. The name of HaKadosh is perfect. So then they can receive the Torah. And Be'emet, you should know this, if the Bnei Israel would not do the Egel, they will finish. The Tikkun will be Shalem. The Tikkun will be perfect. Because they did everything. They repaired everything. Now, we did not answer. I think I explained to you now about Tzipora, why they had to go to get Tzipora. Now I explained to you why the Nahash was there. Because this Nahash, he wanted to stop. This Nahash was the first Nahash who pushed Adam HaRishon to eat. And now the Nahash, he knows that Moshe is going to go to Egypt to help the Jews to finish, to accomplish the perfection, and to finish the reparation of the names of Hashem and the names of the Nitzot and the Nitzot of the Kedusha. Then he wanted to stop him. He find, wow, Moshe, the son of Moshe did not do the Brit Mila. So he find a way to stop him. Otherwise, he couldn't stop him. It was a calculation of Moshe Rabbeinu. What I have to do to go to stay? So because Moshe Rabbeinu was, he said, well, I don't care what's going to happen to me. I have to go. This is the midst of Hashem. I have to suffer. Because Hashem did not tell me to wait, so I have to go. Moshe Rabbeinu was Baal Torah. He was Ben Torah. He knew what he was doing. But for the Nahash, he wanted to stop him. And then quick, Tzipora, she understood. Tzipora, she was the Te'uma. Don't forget that. She was the Te'uma. She was the girl that she was born with Hevel. She was the twins. She was the Te'uma that she was born with Hevel. And don't forget that. She, when the Nahash, he pushed Hava to eat, Tzipora, she was with Hava. Hey.
Because then the need to sort of have a...
Don't forget one thing I want to tell you. Adam and Hava, they were born on Friday. That same day, they had a relationship. That same day, they had the children. So the children, they were there already. So the Teuma of Hevel, she saw the Nahash. So she recognized Nahash now. She saw the Nahash when he gave the fruit to Hava.
She recognized it before Moshe.
Yes. So that's why when she saw the Nahash, she knew who is this Nahash. So quickly what she did, she did a mitzvah. She took she did the Brit Milah to her son. So through this mitzvah of Mesirut Nefesh, it helped her son, it helped her husband not to be swollen. But as I told you, the Nahash wanted to stop. Moshe not to go. It's fabulous. You see, that's what Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu. You will work with Paro, with the Nahash. Tell him, I recognize you. Hey, I know who you are. You are the Nahash. You are the Rosh HaKlipa. You want to handle the needs of the Kedusha that from Adam Rishon. Now we come to release them. That is the whole fight with Moshe and Paro. And took 1 year of fight. 1 year of fight. 1 year. Now, you know, I would like just to tell you something. When Hashem blessed Yosef, he blessed Menashe Ephraim, he told him, המלאך הגואל אותי מבקר, יברך את הנערים ויקרא בהם שמי ושם אבותי אברהם יצחק, ויגעו, וידגו לרוב בקרב הארץ. יגיב להם גוד ברכה. אברהם ויעקב יצחק, בך יברך. I don't know, there is there a name, בך יברך. What the meaning of Becha? Becha is it's Gematria 22. That means 22 letters of the Torah. From Aleph to Tav, Becha. That means there is no one, you cannot imagine that those tzaddikim. There is a big difference between Jews who were educated in a good Jewish family than Jews that they become Jews among the Goyim. Ephraim and Menashe, they were not born with all the Shvatim. The Shvatim, they were Tzaddikim. Because they had education from Yaakov, Abinu, and Yitzhak. But Ephraim and Menashe, they were born in Egypt. And Egypt is full of klipa. And they were the tzaddikim. So Abraham, Yaakov, Abinu, he said to Yosef, those two children that they achieved the perfection in a place where when there is no Torah, and I was not with them, and they respected the Torah, so when a Jew wants to bless his children, he will bless them with the zichut of Ephraim and Menashe. Because the zichut of Ephraim and Menashe, it was more than all the Shvatim. Because the whole Shvatim, they received Torah from Abraham, Isaac, Yaakov. But Menashe and Ephraim, no, they were in Egypt. Becha yibarech. Yaakov Abinu said to Yosef, when a Jew wants to bless his children, he will not bless them with the zechut of the children of Yehuda, or Issachar, or Zvulon, or Reuven, or Yehuda, or Shimon, or Levi. No, with the zechut of those two. Because those two children, they achieved what nobody achieved. Now we understand. Menashe and Ephraim, they were the first people to start to repair those nitzitzot of Kedusha that they were in Egypt. That way they become Shivatim. Don't forget, before Yaakov came with all his children. Who was in Egypt? Yosef. With who? With Ephraim and Menashe. That already the three of them, they started to do a big job. So because this, and they allowed the others to come to Egypt. So automatically, this should become Shevatim too. You understand me? Now you understand why Yaakov he put them as Shevatim. Because always I was asking myself, why they have the Zichut to become Shevatim? Ephraim and Menashe. Why? Why? Because they were the first people, the first tzaddikim, the first Jew, to start to fight free against a clipper of Paro, Yosef, Ephraim and Menashe. They started to fight the clipper of Paro. So that's why Yaakov Abinu said, well, you did a job, he told them, you did a job that we needed the whole Shvati to do what you did. And you were only free here. So he gave them the title of the Shvati. And he told them not only that, if somebody wants to bless his children, he will bless them with the Zechut of Ephraim and Menashe. Because they achieved a very high level. It's them who allow the Jews to repair the list of the Kedusha, to arrive to the Shlimut. It's fabulous. Becha Ibarech. Because here in Egypt, you achieved the Torah. And I was out with you, with no yeshiva, nothing. So when somebody wants to bless his children to be a Talmid Chacham, he will bless them with the Zichut of Ephraim and Menashe. That they achieve a high level in the Torah and Avodat Hashem in Egypt without helping of nobody. Now we did not answer the last question. Why the Torah, when the Torah wanted to talk about Moshe and Aaron, why the Torah did not talk directly about Moshe and Aaron? Why the Torah had to mention Reuben, Shimon, Levi, and then the Torah started about the family of Aaron? It's like because Rashi said because the Torah wanted to talk about Moshe and Aaron, so the Torah mentioned who was the father of Moshe and Aaron, Levi. And who was before Levi? Reuben, Shimon. So we have a big question. Why the Torah talk about Reuben and Shimon? Let's the Torah talk only about who? About Levi. And if the Torah wants to talk about everybody, so let's talk about everybody again. Anyway, we answered the question why the Torah said Ve'eli Shemot, what is the repetition of the Shvatim? The repetition of the Shvatim, if the Torah mentioned their name, because it's through them the reparation of the Shlimut of the names of Hashem, that they fade from other direction, it's only through them they will be repaired. Only through them, through Ishu B'Tobatu, who gives them the strength, it's Et Yaakov, it's Yaakov Avinu Alav Hashem, with the Zichut of Yaakov. We explained about what the connection Moshe and Tzipora and Midian, their marriage. We explained what it is the harmony, what they have to do, we have to suffer for the Torah. We explained the reason why the names of Hashem they were in a mess because of the head of Adam Rishon. We explained the Nahash, what the Nahash of Paro, the Nahash of who came with to swallow Moshe. So we explained all this. It's incredible all this. Incredible. This Nahash, he want to eat Moshe. Moshe, who is going to achieve the Nahash? Who achieved the Nahash? Moshe. Who achieved Paro? Moshe. Now, you understand why Yitro, he was a conciliator. He was a three Yoatzim Paro had. Three people give him advice. Bilam, Yitro, and Eov. When Paro, he wanted to start with the Jews, He asked these free people, give me an advice. What can I do to the Jews? So I will stop them not to leave Egypt, so I can have always hold in the needs of the Kedusha. So Bilami said, give him a bad advice to Pharaoh. Yitro said, don't do that. If you do that, Hashem will punish you. Iyov, he didn't talk. Because Iyov didn't talk, he was punished. And because Yitro, he took the defense of the Jews, but I wanted to kill him, so he ran away. But Bilam, that he gave a bad advice about the Jews, he was killed at the end. But who got the reward? Yitro. Can you imagine that? Who was Yitro? Cain. Who was Pharaoh the Nahash? That means already Yitro. Now the question is, Yitro was a goy. He was a big Abu Zarah. Why he protected the Jews? He started already to understand his tikkun, that he is Cain. He came to repair the killing of Hevel because of a woman. So you have to protect them now. You have to give back his daughter. Look now, all this connection. Moshe, he went, he left. I mean, just imagine, if Moshe would not kill that man, he would never leave Egypt. If he would not leave Egypt, he would not meet Zipporah. If he would not meet Zipporah, there will be no reparation of Cain Hevel. Look at the Gilgul, look how Kadosh Baruch Hu does. So the tikkun can come. What is impossible, Hashem will make it impossible. And when he ran away from Egypt, he took with him the stick, the mati, that Yaakov Abinu bring with him to Egypt, and Yaakov gave it to Yosef. When Yosef died, Pharaoh took it from him. Why he took it from him? So never there will be miracles. So there will be no Eser Makot. It's incredible what Pharaoh, he was Pharaoh. Now, I would like just to finish. We saw that Yaakov did not bench Reuven Shimon. Okay? We saw as well Moshe Rabbeinu, he did not bench well Shimon. The names of Reuven and Shimon that are repeated in this parashah of Shemot, it's a beracha. It's, you know, each word that you have in the Torah is name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you will not come and tell me, because Yaakov did not give the bracha to Reuven Shimon, so that they had no koach to repair the nitzotzot of Adam Rishon. That's why the Torah it tells you, Ve'ele Shemot, Reuven Shimon Levi, and then all the family of Shimon, all the family of Reuven, and then when the Torah starts to tell you about the family of Levi, then the Torah stops. To tell you, even that they were not benched, even that Yaakov Abinu did not pray, give a bracha to Reuben and Shimon, this is the bracha. By putting their names and the names of the family in the Torah, this is the bracha. That as well, through them, the reparation of the Nitzot of the Kedusha were made. Ve'ele Shemot.
How does Rashi make sense?
What?
Rashi,
is it Rashi just said because the Torah wanted to talk about the family of Levi, so the Torah mentioned Reuven Shimon, but that's what Rashi is the pshat. Just tell you the pshat. The pshat is because we're going to talk about this, so we talk about the previous brothers. Who is the previous brother of Levi? Reuven Shimon. But my question is, you understand? I give you two questions before, but according to what I was telling you, the answer is fabulous. That means. Because Yaakov Abinu did not give the bracha to Reuven Shimon. Okay, Levi, the bracha is Moshe Rabbeinu is the bracha. But what about Reuven Shimon? Maybe Reuven Shimon, because he did not receive the bracha, so maybe they had no strength, they had no koach to repair the nitzot of the Kedusha. So the Torah said yes, because after them, who came? Reuben. No, who came? Moshe. The same way that Moshe is the... Because, hey, don't forget, even Levi, Yaakov did not give him the bracha. Even Levi, Yaakov did not give the bracha. And even that Yaakov did not give the bracha to Levi, who came from Levi? Moshe. Who's Moshe? He's the reparation of the... He's the one who's going to accomplish the whole reparation of the nitzotzot of the Kedusha from Adam Rishon. So if Levi has a Korah, of course, Reuben Shimon, they have the Korah. So this is the whole parasha.